That's working right. You just want to tell me your name?
Malcolm Thorpe.
Right, okay. And when were you at Bamford School?
From 1945 to 1951.
Right, okay. And just, this is an opportunity to tell me anything you want about the school. What do you remember best about school? You can start where you were in that conversation.
I remember it was such a happy little school. And yeah. My first recollections of Bamford School are walking down Bamford to meet our teacher, she was called Dorothy Roberts.
Right.
Eventually, she was the daughter of the headmaster, Mr. Bloxham.
Oh, right.
And that was up to the infants.
Yeah.
And from then on, it was just a sort of a lovely progression of knowing, you know, different teachers. Miss Armfield, Mary and Joan Morton, Mr. Bloxham, Miss Armfield. And just a wonderful progression. And I don't know whether I'm digressing. One of my happiest memories that sticks out in my 1947, in the real bad winter, we had to walk from Yorkshire Bridge, and we walked through the fields because the roads were blocked.
Right.
The snow blew out of the fields into the road, and the roads were being dug out by German prisoners of war.
Oh gosh!
Who were
oh no! Do digress.
They were stationed up at Lodge Moor.
Right. Yeah.
And when we went home from school at night, the boys and the girls, the German prisoners of war, had made two piles of snowballs. One for us and one for them. And we used to have a snowball fight with these German prisoners of war as we were going home from school.
Oh, wow.
And get home wet through and be in trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, talking of winter time, the bigger boys, you know, went on to 15 at that Bamford School. They used to get water out of the trough at the side of the anglers at night and throw it down the schoolyard. So it froze, so we'd have a slide the next day.
Yeah, yeah.
And they did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also another happy memory was school sports down on the rec. And every year, all the schools in the Holt Valley had a school sports day up at Blue Circle now. That was the cement works.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And all the schools went there. There were quite a lot of schools then. And when I was there, I was representing Bamford in different things. And you had to have 9 points to win a little cup.
Right.
And I got 9 points.
Right.
And there was another girl in the top class called Margaret Smith. And her mother was a dinner lady here. And she did the same, got the same, a little cup. And it was such a memory. On the Monday morning, Mr. Bloxham had us before the old school.
Yeah, yeah.
Saying, "These have won the cup." And that was a happy memory.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
Well, what lessons do you remember? What did you, well, did as you we enjoy called, them or not?
As we called it in them days, sums.
Yeah.
We did your sums.
Sums.
And you did your reading.
Yeah.
I think I liked them. But I was telling, I don't know what one of your colleagues.
Yeah. Then
at Bamford School, then we all learned to play chess.
Ah.
We had a chess, Bamford had a chess.
I've seen whether a chess club in the log book.
Yeah, whether it was a Monday or one afternoon, and we all learned to play chess.
Yeah.
And there were some good chess players.
Yeah.
I remember one, a lad, boy just about all me, called Brian Jewell. And he stood out for me, he was my mentor. His brother Derek's here.
Yeah,
Brian, he was a real good chess player.
Right.
And I remember that, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And I can still play chess to this day. Not very well, of course, but yeah. And of course, when in our 11 plus year, our teacher was Miss Armfield.
Right.
And oh, she was strict.
Right.
But she was, I think Miss Armfield was well thought of right throughout the valley.
Mm.
She was a real good teacher. But she was strict. She didn't stand any nonsense from the bigger lads, as I called them. So it was a wonderful time.
Where did you go at 11 then?
I went to Delisle College in Sheffield.
Ah, right.
My mum was a Methodist, but my dad was a Catholic.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought I was going to New Mills with all my pals.
Yeah, yeah.
And my dad or the priest had a word with him. And I hated the first year at Delisle. But after that, I got to know everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
And I enjoyed Delisle College.
Yeah.
It was one of the top boys' schools in Sheffield.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed it. Yeah.
Did you have school dinners when you were here?
We certainly did have school dinners. Mrs. Smith, Mrs. Twig, and Mrs. Dale.
Right.
They were the three school dinner ladies.
She's got a good memory.
Yeah. Mrs. Smith, Mrs. Twig, and Mrs. Dale. And they served where the stage were,
looking
up there. And underneath the stage, they kept all the cutlery.
Right.
And some of it was quite good cutlery, and some of it was, you know, got a bit tarnished.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And I don't know who we thought we were, but it was always a scramble. I want to get a bit of silver. I can remember that as well. Big lad pushing out at Wales. They wanted the best cutlery. But the school meals were brilliant.
Were they?
They were absolutely wonderful.
Well, you were lucky, man. Horrible.
Yeah. No, ours were good. Yeah, they were really good.
So where did you live in the village?
I live at Yorkshire Bridge.
Yorkshire Bridge, so did you walk to school?
Yes, we had to walk to school, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and between Yorkshire Bridge and Bamford, you know where the bungalows are?
Yeah.
There was a man called Mr. Howe, and he had the shop on the corner that's now derelict.
Right, yeah.
That was called Howe's Shop.
Oh, right.
And if we ran from Yorkshire Bridge and managed to time it right, he'd give us a ride in his van just from there to... and of course, in that, when you're only 5-6 years old, we thought we were going 1,000 miles in this van, and we're only 2 minutes.
Obviously, excitement.
He used to give us a ride in his van. Yeah, but we walked every morning and night, yeah.
Was there anything you didn't like about school?
Yeah, school dentist. I hated the school dentist.
Did they do treatment at school? Did you go to the clinic?
They filled in and took them out a lot.
Yeah.
And the dentist was called Mr. Butler.
Right.
And he wore an apron, like a butcher.
Oh, God.
Honestly.
Oh.
And you went into the little office.
Yeah.
In alphabetical order.
Yeah.
And of course, we were Thorpes, we were at the end.
Right.
And by that time, the treadle, they were all treadle then.
Yeah, yeah.
And he grinding.
Oh.
So we hated the dentist. We ate at the nurse, and the school bobby.
Yeah.
That's the only thing, but yeah. But you didn't steal a school. The school bobby came occasionally, and if you were off school more than 2 or 3 days, he actually went to your house.
Gosh.
And he did the cycle proficiency testing as well.
Oh, right.
And I had an old bike, which we managed to put together from the tip. And when they got the report, Miss Armfield looked at my report, and she said, "Thorpe, you're a menace on the road." And there are only two cars and they're already on the road then.
Yeah, well.
And one of my pals from Yorkshire Bridge, he was called John Bullivant.
Yeah.
And he was an only child, and they were a lot better off than him, and he always had the best bike.
Right.
He always had the best bike.
Yeah.
But we had the worst. There weren't only me, but she called me a menace on the road.
There you go, you can be proud of that.
Yeah, proud of it. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure. I'd say it's brought back